Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxcast. Yes, this is a different host than you're used to. I am Scott Van Gorp, and today we are going to be unboxing the Tile Pros. Now, this will be a little bit of an upgrade for those who may have heard about some of the other Tile products that people have been using to find everything from their phones to their keys to their luggage. We're going to be unboxing the latest iteration of these devices. And with me today, I've got a great group of people. We have with us Mr. Michael Doeys.
Hello, everyone.
We have Mr. Jason Earls.
Hello, everyone. And I was wondering if you were going to remember who was here.
Oh, yes. Miss Chelsea Page.
Hello.
And Mr. Jeff Bishop.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. So I had been thinking about getting the Tiles for quite some time and went out to Amazon. Got a great deal on a four-pack and actually ended up buying two. One of them will be for me and the other will be for Chelsea. I'll be bringing those on a road trip next weekend.
Yay!
So let me get to the box that arrived this afternoon. Oh, sorry about that. I wish I was doing this in binaural, but it is what it is. Okay. So we have a pretty nondescript Amazon shipping box that I am going to work my way into.
And by the way, Scott, Andrea phones, they're like $9 on Amazon.
Thank you, Jason. Might have to get a set.
Well, they're the ones that go on the ear. They're not earbuds, so I would imagine they might work a little better for you.
Yeah, they probably would.
So,
you know, I'm not even going to worry about what this box is going to look like when I'm done with it. We're just going to get on in here.
Just rip into it, babe.
Oh, yeah. We have inside some nice bubble wrap, which I will deal with later.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Not even a receipt in the box. I am shocked.
There's no packing slip?
No packing slip. Now, unless they're going to be in the Tile pack, which I will go ahead and pull out one pack of these. And just a pretty standard, I'd call it a cardboard envelope, packing envelope.
Is it a box or an envelope?
It's an envelope.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a fold out.
Hmm. So are they thick or thin?
The tiles. I'll get to that in a second here. The packing slip. Well, there is some documentation in the top part of the fold out. Probably instructions and. Whoa. Did
surprise!
Not know that it was going to do that. Surprise, yes.
Yes, when you push right, on them, so they make noise.
I'm laughing, Scott, because I did the same thing when I got my Tile. I didn't mean to push its little Tile logo, but I did.
Well, that's exactly what happened here. So I am going to take one of them out at this point.
They sound basic.
Each one of them.
Right? Which ones are these again?
Pros.
Oh, they're pros. Yeah, they do sound bassy. They're supposed to be a lot louder than the earlier generations, too.
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get them, was because with my hearing loss, I thought that was pretty important. So I did go ahead and grab one of these. One of the nice things about the Tile Pros is that you are able, while I do that, to replace the batteries.
Which, if you keep doing that, Scott, you might have to do it a little sooner than you think. No, they lost right. those batteries.
Okay. I don't even see where the battery compartment is, but I'm not going to worry about that just yet. I'm assuming it's probably in the area of the speaker, I would imagine.
Possibly. It'd be kind of cool right. if they were rechargeable. But
well, yes. That
I see why they're not, but...
Me too. Me too.
I don't know that they'd be able to make them as small.
Jason, you do bring up a good point, though. That would be nice if they were rechargeable.
Or wireless, okay, like, so I have... charging. That would be neat.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't that be the ultimate?
Yeah.
That actually, I think for the Kyle, I'd want it to be, like, magnetic, because that way... it would be able to stay put to its charger, because a phone's going to weigh more than a tile. You could fling that across the room pretty easily if you're clumsy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of the nice features of the Tile Pro is it is actually supposed to be a 300-foot Bluetooth range, and you are able to actually track it on a map as well, which is very nice. And they also do have some other nice lost and found features. There's a what I would call a crowdsourcing feature, where if your tile is lost and you happen to be nowhere near where it is, it will ping other devices until it finds a device that's near it, and then it will let you know where it's located. I had seen a review earlier today of someone who had lost a set of keys somehow in a UPS shipping facility and was able to track them down through their tile. So that was really cool.
Let me tell this story real quick.
Sure.
I have a friend who, a colleague that I worked with at a previous job, and she had a tile on her keys or somewhere in her car. Her car was stolen. And the police were not able to locate her car. Well, somebody happened to get in Bluetooth range that had a tile, and it said your tile has been located, and it was her car. And she called the police and told them the address where the car was last seen, and they went there, found it, and actually chased the people who stole it in the car, thanks to Tile.
That's so cool.
That is amazing.
That's impressive. That is impressive in itself.
That is really neat. Now, I do think, too, Scott, that they do have a feature as well. I think it's in beta. I think it's one of their premium features where it can remind you if you've left something behind, I believe.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't see that, but there are some features that can be unlocked through an in-app purchase. Now, I know that the Tile app is available for iOS. Michael, I'm assuming it is for Android?
It is for Android as well, yes.
Okay.
And it also has an Amazon Echo skill.
Ooh.
And Siri shortcuts.
And I believe it does have shortcuts.
It does. I was actually able to tell my watch to track my keys, because I always leave my keys in my coat pocket, and I forgot where I placed my coat, so...
So you told it to find your keys.
And it did.
Nicely done. Nicely done. So, now that we have one of the tiles, and it does in fact look like what you would expect for a tile, the speaker is on what I would consider to be the back or the bottom, the tile logo being on the front, and if I can do this right so that everyone can hear once again, there it is. Maybe looking for. Now, that's supposed to be one of a number of sounds.
Actually, that is the pairing sound.
Yeah, that's the pairing sound.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Now, what kind of tile is it, Scott? Is it linoleum? Is it slate? I mean, come on. Now.
Ceramic.
Wow. Only it's on musical. The Unbox cast, folks.
It's music tile. It's music tile.
Yes. Indeed. All right.
It almost sounds like Tidal, which is a streaming service, which is amusing.
They're plastic.
They are plastic.
Yes, they are, Jeff.
They're plastic tiles.
but the other tiles, the older tiles were more rugged. They were built better. I've read reviews about that.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. My this tile's a plastic tile.
Now, Scott, if you're looking at your tile, because curious minds want to know, mm-hmm. is there a stripe on either side, you know, like where you would see maybe a sticker would go? Or is there not a stripe?
Well, I am not noticing where a stripe would be. Now, there is in what I consider to be the upper left corner.
Right.
There is a hole where you could put it on for keys and things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's interesting because one of mine has a stripe and one of them does not.
Interesting.
Huh. I don't remember any of mine.
So it's almost like I have, you know, a batch from one, you know, production palette versus another.
Well, then it could be the different colors and design patterns. They do have different designs.
They're both the same color.
Are they? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Now, when I purchased these, the 4-pack came with 2 black tiles and 2 white tiles. And just for anyone who may be interested, I have no idea which color I pulled out. So, anyway, let me move to my iPhone. I have the Tile app open, and we'll start the process of pairing, setting things up and getting this tile paired.
By a tile button.
So the app is pretty straightforward so far. I've only been on the first screen, but I'll let it tell you a little bit of an intro.
Welcome to Tile. Our little Bluetooth tracker makes it easy to find everything that matters.
You might want to slow your speech down a little bit.
Yep.
Language.
To working on like it. 60, 55.
Yeah.
Sounds. Just in case.
I was thinking of that.
Containers.
Too.
Volume. Speaking rate. 70%.
What?
60%.
Oh my gosh, you mean some people can't listen to speech at 80%?
No. All right, so we will start that again.
Welcome to Tile. Our little Bluetooth tracker makes it easy to find everything that matters. Buy a tile button.
You can buy a tile right from here, directly from Tile.
Swipe to learn more.
Swipe to learn more. It's not a labeled button there. Or not a button at all.
Page 1 of 3, adjustable.
Now I'm assuming that if I swipe up,
page 2 of 3, swipe
tutorial.
Our little Bluetooth tracker makes it easy to buy a tile. Swipe to learn more. Page 2 of 3, adjustable. Page 3 of 3. Swipe to buy a tile button. Our little Bluetooth track. Welcome to Tile.
That
welcome
is to interesting. Tile. Swipe to learn that more. It page looks like there are adjustable. 3 pages there, but VoiceOver is not seeing anything on the second or third page.
Page 1 of 3. Sign in button.
Yeah.
That would be. Go ahead.
Sometimes you may have to try flicking with 3 fingers to get it to actually scroll. But it does sound
page,
like
swipe to learn more. Page 1, page 2 of 3.
Yeah, sometimes you do have to. It's
got 5G, 3 of 3 Wi-Fi, cellular, location tracking on. Get started button. Swipe to learn more. Buy a tile button.
So swiping with 3 fingers, left or right, swipe to learn anything?
More. No.
That's interesting. It is making the sound.
Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our little Bluetooth tracker makes it easy to buy a swipe to learn
it's
more.
It's not seeing anything
page
else
one
there.
Page 1 of 3, adjustable. Sign in button.
So past all of that, we have the sign in button where if we had an account set up, we would sign in. But we are going to
get started button. Get started back button. Add a device heading. Tile, our family of Bluetooth trackers button.
That is the device
Tile,
we have.
Add a device back
is
button.
Is it?
Yeah, because they basically
the
in that
other
app they have like
sound sport wireless headphones. Tile, our family.
Yeah, the other ones would be
Bose, SoundSport wireless headphones.
Oh, button. Interesting.
Skull Candy, Venue wireless yep. headphones, button. Herschel, oh, fine leather wallets and keyrings, button.
Hmm.
Key Smart Pro, compact key organizers, button. Fossil, wallet, button.
Wow.
I just had to laugh at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, these
when
are
I heard
just
that.
Different partners that they've partnered with.
That's
I did
really
not
cool.
realize that Bose
I didn't either.
Would be tracked like that. That's interesting.
That's cool.
But
Nomad,
I'm glad that we
technical
went
accessories
that.
For mobile devices, button.
Nomad, that's cool.
Bianca, Bianca keys, button. I don't have a device, button. I don't have it.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Commercial.
We will
find
go
other
back,
back
to
add tile. Our family of Bluetooth trackers, button.
Family of Bluetooth trackers.
Add a device, back button. Sign up. Create an account to activate Tile on your device. Continue with Facebook, button. Continue with email, button.
I am going to.
By creating an account, continue with email, button. By creating an account, you are indicating that you have read and agree to the privacy. By creating an
you
account,
have to create
yeah,
an
privacy
account,
policy
Scott.
Stuff.
Yeah, you have to create an account. Unless you want
yeah,
to use Facebook.
Yeah, I will want to. No, I'm not going to do that. So I am going to unplug and mute for a moment while I do that.
But yeah, one of the interesting things while Scott enters his account information is that, you know, they do have all these different partners, which is something I wasn't aware of when I ended up getting my my tiles. I thought it was just, you know, apps, the app to track, like, just tile devices. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
I would highly recommend that you join the in-app purchase on your tile plan, Scott. I know it's a little expensive, but you know, you get unlimited support, and you get free batteries, and you get more features
oh,
as well.
You do get
oh, they
free
give
batteries.
You batteries. Interesting.
We were talking about that this afternoon, and I think we're both going to do that.
Now,
I
the
think
interesting thing
we're going to look at pricing and kind of see if there's not a plan that we can share or something. But yeah.
Now the interesting thing is you asked about this feature where it will remind you about items that you left at home.
Yes.
So my backpack, which has a tile in it, is at the office. Okay, it's under my desk. So when I leave home, it tells me that I forgot my backpack because
oh,
it thinks
wow.
it's a, because it sees that I'm home, but the backpack is at work. And so I don't understand what excuse me. It's a beta feature, and obviously it's wrong, and so I don't quite understand.
Oh, you actually
I'm really
told
sorry
it that
about
your
my
backpack,
voice, guys.
You told it oh, that your backpack good. Lives at work.
No, I told it that my backpack lives at home, but it's at oh. it's at work, and so I left home, and so it has not come back home. My backpack has not come home, so I didn't leave it at home. It's I know where it is, but it keeps telling me that I've left it at home.
Interesting.
So it's a broken feature. It's an undocumented feature. It's a lovely thing to have.
It's the remember all feature.
It's the remember all. Yes.
Except it tells you what you've forgotten. So.
Well, the tiles are just magic tile. Okay, that was
yeah,
a little cheesy.
Well, that magic isn't working at all. That magic is blown. That trick is not working.
Well, and it could be, I could be wrong, but I believe Tile was the first one to do what it did, or was the tracker first. I believe Tile, that's the first one I heard about. And
then
I heard
about too.
Then I heard of the tracker and then all the others. But I've really supported what Tile has done with their service. I've been on their test flight builds for a long time. They do have some accessibility issues, as was demonstrated, and we'll see more later when Scott gets it set up. But I think they've come a long way since their creation, so I want to really credit them for their progress.
Oh yeah.
Now my overall now my wife nice. Now my wife bought a bunch of these Tracker Bravos to put on remotes and things in the house because they're only like $3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't tested it with the app myself. I haven't had the time to do that yet. But for $3, you really can't go wrong. And we always constantly keep losing remotes around here. You
right.
would think yeah. with two bedrooms and one bathroom and in a front room, you'd be able to locate the stupid things. but So we bought, you know, I don't know, five or six of them for $20 and attached them to all of our remotes.
Yeah.
So now, and, if, you know, we need to find it.
And I think that for that kind of thing, Tracker is the better deal. But, you know, I've been using Tile for my luggage just because I think that's what it was designed for. So.
Well, and it's so much nicer than dealing with, like, name tags and stuff. I mean, I don't know that I would stop using name tags or something, but just to be on the safe side, you know, maybe Bluetooth messes up or something. But it's nice because you get, you know, an audio thing. Like, you know, it's, you can basically play Marco Polo until you find what you're trying to look for. So, it's nice, and I could see that coming in very handy, especially if you're taking, you know, if you're on a plane or whatever, you're looking with airport assistance or whatever, or IRA or something, and somebody just can't see your bag, but if Tile can see it, then you can find it in theory, which is nice. Actually, Aaliyah and I, we met, she came over to my house for a little bit, and when we were in the airport, it was kind of fun because she had connected to her Tile with her phone, and she made it go off, and we were listening to it go around the belt in her bag.
Okay, well, thanks for the great stories and the great filmwork, guys. Much appreciated. I do have my account set up and all the information confirmed, so we are now ready to get one of these Tiles set up. And here is the instruction screen.
Two, place one video. Activate Tile heading. Skip button. Video. One, click the Tile logo once to begin activation. It'll play a nice tune. Two, place the Tile next to your phone. Not working button.
And then there's a not working. So I will grab the Tile.
Mine actually did not work initially.
Okay. Well, we will see what
this
does.
I don't know why. I love that.
I do too.
Don't know how I'm going to know this is working. I have not seen anything.
I think it'll tell you.
Check your phone screen.
Yeah, not working. Two, place the Tile next to your phone.
It's next to the phone, all right.
Did you click the logo?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's why it beeped.
Yeah.
Is your Bluetooth on?
Let me double check that. It should be.
Yeah, I had to turn Bluetooth off and then back on like four times before it paired to my Tile for whatever reason.
Activate Tile heading. Control center. Skip cellular data. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Two devices. Switch button. On. Actions of it off. On.
And you may need to
Tile. Activate Tile heading.
If it doesn't see it, I think.
Oh. There we go.
Choose a category. Heading.
Yep.
There we go.
See, yours is so much
easier than mine. Heading. Keys. Button. Wallet. Button. Purse. Button. Phone. Button.
There you go, toy, Scott.
Button.
What? Phone?
The purse.
Transportation. Car. Button. Bike. Button. Work and school. Heading. Backpack. Button. ID badge, button. Briefcase, button. Travel, heading. Luggage, button.
I will code that as luggage for now.
Luggage. Ring Tile, heading.
Oh, now we get to have a little fun.
Yep.
Connection status, connected. Product name, pro. Tap find to ring your Tile. Find, button. Find, button. Find.
Now these are the different tones you can change, and I think the app's going to tell us about that.
I just press the button on your Tile and it should stop it.
Well,
yep.
It isn't.
Oh, you're pressing it? It's not stopping?
No.
Okay. Check the screen of your phone.
I contacted support about this, guys, and that's not the way that it's working anymore. What you have to do is you have to click the done button in the actual app.
From the app and listen for this melody. Product name. Pro.
Okay.
Connection.
Hold
product.
On.
Your Tile. Find. Find. Button. Find. Ring Tile. Back button.
Oh, yeah, weird. Now that did work.
So
I don't know that I like support, that.
No, I told support that everyone is thinking that you can still press the button on the tile, and they're saying, well, we'll get some documentation out. But that's not the way that it's working anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, they should change that then.
Yep.
Yeah, this is to good to know, Jeff. Thank you.
Consistent, because,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you track your phone, you press it.
It drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the car when I got mine, right? And I thought, let's try these. And Carrie's driving down the road, and she was about to throw my tiles out the window because I couldn't get the stupid things to shut up.
Right. So now, let's see if we can find the different
ring tile back tones. Button. Find your phone. Heading. Double press the button on your tile to ring your phone. Try it.
Ha! Double press the button on the tile.
Yeah, this is a cool feature.
Now this ought to be fun.
I keep doing it every time I go to grab my keys. It's amusing.
All right. Success. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's not.
That is awesome. You rang your phone from OK
button. Volume 69. I like that.
Oh, you may need to turn your phone back up.
So I kind of like that feature. That
is really cool.
Yeah, I end up doing it just because of the way I sometimes will end up grabbing my keys out of my pocket. I've never actually had to do that. But it's I do like the sound it makes. I almost wish I could use it as a ringtone, but then I'd be paranoid that somebody's trying to make my phone go off.
Right. Now, I need to figure out where the different tones
I think
are.
It tells you eventually in the instructions. On screen.
84% battery power. Not
okay.
Charging.
So if you look and see.
This works even when your phone is on silent. Misplaced. Got it. Button. This. Nice. Find your phone. Heading. Nice. This works even when your phone is on silent. Misplace your phone. Ring it from your tile.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Got it. Button. Location permission. Heading. Skip. Button. Always allow tile to access your location so tracking your important things is possible at a distance. Don't worry. Your privacy is protected by tile. Allow. Button.
I'm going to allow.
Alert. Allow tile to access your location. Please choose always allow to ensure you can accurately find your tiles and use find your phone and more. Only while using the app. Button. Always allow. Button. Close. Button.
Usual disclaimer that use of Bluetooth and GPS may affect battery life greatly. So just usual disclaimer.
Go premium. Get more. Join Tile Premium for an enhanced finding experience. Sign up now for exclusive features and extra protection. Start 1 month free trial. Button.
I'll deal with that later.
Learn more. Button. Learn more. Button. Learn more. Button.
I will deal with that later.
Close. Alert. Tile would like to send you notifications. Notifications may include alerts. Don't allow. Button. Allow. Button. Add tile. Button. Settings. Button. Did you receive tile as gift? Yes. Button. No. Button. Double card title. No. Button.
I'm gonna say no to this.
No. Double card title. Introducing Tile Premium. Double card options. Button. Double card description. Be notified when you leave your keys behind. Get this premium feature and more. Try free now. Options. Button. Connection status. Discount. Luggage. SE 5th Street, Des Moines.
At which it has the correct street.
One day. Selected. Tab. One of tab. Two of three.
Okay. I'm assuming settings
Add tile,
is where
button.
The
settings button.
Yes, I think so.
Sounds would be.
Now.
No, it's on the
I mentioned
actual,
this to.
No,
oh, it's
I
not?
Don't believe so. I believe it's, and I can check this.
You would probably have to select the actual tile itself.
Yeah, you have to select the tile, and then there's options there. There's a tab for
oh,
options.
Oh, that's what I thought you did. No. I'm sorry.
Settings, heading.
Yeah, there's, okay. A main settings, there's a main settings mm-hmm. for the entire app, but then there's options for each tile.
Gotcha. Yeah. We'll just take a brief browse through here.
S_VanGogh@msn.fullname button. Change password. Button.
I'll deal with that later.
Connect to Facebook. Button.
No.
Premium. Heading. Upgrade to Tile Premium. Tile Premium FAQs. Button. Smart Alerts. Beta. Heading. Set up home address. Button. Tiles. Heading. Show phone and tile list. Switch button. Off. Recycle tiles. Button. Get free tiles. Button. Options. Heading. Connectivity. Button. Support. Heading. Help center. Button. Send app diagnostic report. Button. Privacy policy. Button. Terms of service. But credits. Button. Sign out. Button. Info, tile version 2.44.1, 3000, info, tile version 2, settings, heading, settings, close, button.
All right.
Add tile,
now
button.
We'll go get the...
Settings, button, double card title, double card options, button, double card description, be no options, button, connection status, disconnected, luggage, back button.
So So I'm in the, what I'm calling the luggage tile.
Connection status, disconnected. Tile name, luggage. Nearby. Last time seen, now. Notify when found, button. Selected, tips, tab, 1 of 3, Siri, tab, 2 of 3. Options, tab, 3 of 3. Selected, options, tab, 3 of 3. Back button, connections, tile name, luggage, nearby. Last time seen, notify when, tips, tab, 1 of 3, Siri, tab, 2 of 3. Selected, options, tab, smart alerts, button.
Smart alerts. Jeff, do you know what those are, or Jason?
Yes, smart alerts are things like, you know, being able to be notified if you leave specific items behind when you leave locations. It's a beta feature, and as was discussing earlier in the show, it's a broken feature. So play with it at your own risk.
Moving on to the options within the luggage tile.
Selected, options, tab, 3 of 3, smart alerts, button.
Smart alerts, Jeff had already said, is a beta feature.
Location history, button.
Location history, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, since you have this, is that only available for premium?
You know, I'm not sure about that.
Not either.
Okay.
Share, button.
Share. I'm assuming that would be to share the tile's location. Mm-hmm.
Yes, now that
details,
is a premium
button.
Feature.
Share.
Okay, yeah, I figured
so,
that
so
was.
What you can do is you can have, you know, your girlfriend or your spouse or your significant other, you know, share your tile so they can ping your tile and they can do all that.
But not your brother.
Oh.
Or your sister. Just your
that's
girlfriend
cool.
Yeah. And significant other.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is cool.
That's
obviously
cool.
Giving
as
Jeff
I said
a hard
before,
time, but...
You really, really, really want to get premium. I think it has really good value. And no, I don't work for the company.
I've never had premium, but I think I'm probably going to look into it after this podcast.
I don't know. I don't have premium yet. I'm basically just using it for my keys right now. So maybe when I start tracking more devices, I may consider it.
Well, and you don't travel as much. I mean, you know what
well,
I mean?
Yeah,
so,
I know, but it
so
would
for
be
you,
nice
it's probably
to...
not as it's probably not as necessary.
Do they have different tiers, or is it just you pay for it or
no.
you don't?
No, you pay for
it's
it.
It's just the one.
Okay, because I could see myself
it's
wanting
like $3
the smart...
a month.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. But I could see myself like wanting the smart alerts feature, because I've been known to, as embarrassing as this is to admit on a podcast, I've gone to a store before and realized I forgot my wallet and then had to go back. So... I've been known to leave important things that I should remember to take with me. So
Apple Pay.
Right.
Apple Pay didn't exist at the time. And besides, the only store I know of, aside from like Best Buy and the Apple Store and stuff, that is a grocery store anyway, that has Apple Pay is Meijer. And I don't go there as often as other places, which is disappointing.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, Target just got it, so.
That's true. And Walgreens
has it. I wish Kroger would get it.
All right, Scott.
All right.
Look, share
yeah, but anyway.
On we go. Past the share button.
Details button.
Details.
Help button.
Help.
Help button. Details button.
Let's see. So details. Let's see what's in here.
Details. Back button. Details. Heading. Details. Heading. Tile name. Luggage. Text field. Ringtone. Bionic Birdie button.
Bionic Birdie. I forgot that's what that was called.
Change photo button. Ringtone, Bionic Birdie, button. Ringtone, details, back button. Ring, luggage. Previewing, Bionic Birdie. Ick play, button. Ick play, ick stop, button.
Oh,
dim, button. Ick stop, previewing, Bionic, luggage. Ringtone, heading, details, back button.
I forgot that played on the phone.
Yes, it does.
Wow. I think I'm going to turn voiceover down just a little bit here, or turn the phone down just a little.
Ringtone, heading, luggage. Previewing, it play, button, dimmed, button. Save, dimmed, button. Tap to listen, heading. Bionic Birdie. The classic call.
The classic call.
The classic call.
So rather than go through all 40-ish.
I don't think there's 40 of them.
Okay, well, there's Pep in Your Step.
Blues for Slim.
Okay, this one I just have to.
Blues for Slim.
That is cool.
I actually really like that one.
That's kind of cool.
That's oh my god. Cool.
I am not going to lie. That is cool.
I love that one.
That sounds like something a little more embellished that I've played when I was bored one time.
Skipping zones. Skipping zones.
Interesting.
What?
County fair.
County fair.
County fair. Mm.
Jumping beans.
Okay.
Jumping beans.
Okay. We'll leave that one alone.
To and fro. To and fro.
To and fro. That would be interesting.
To and fro.
Okay, yeah. So there aren't 40 sounds. It's just those. But we gave you a sample of some of them. And if you do end up getting
now, if
your
you change
own tiles.
It, Scott, if you change the ringtone, then it syncs it to the tile. So it actually sends that audio file over to the tile, and it tells you that it's syncing. And it takes about 30 seconds or so for it to sync it across.
So the one that I just played, if I go over to save,
luggage,
I take it.
Previewing, blue, it play, button.
Yes.
Dimmed, button, save, button.
I think that, if I
now you got to click save.
Click save.
It back, button.
We will do.
And then
updating luggage.
Yep. See, it's updating 90% luggage.
Complete.
That's another thing we might need to do it first.
90% yep. Complete.
90%. Well, it's taking a little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think it has to load it and then decompress it or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Gotcha.
It
100% complete.
There we are.
There we go.
Your new ringtone will be ready in a few seconds. Blues for Slim is ready.
There you go.
Find button.
Yep.
So now if you click find, it will play it on the tile. Watch.
It will.
Find dimmed. Done button.
Yeah, baby.
That's awesome. There.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Done button. Done. Blues for Slim.
I love
that's
that.
Impressive.
I think I'm changing one of my tiles to that. I'm changing
right?
one of my tiles to that.
One of mine will definitely be that.
Oh love gosh, so then you're gonna I be confused.
Uh oh.
Well, yeah, right. See now
I don't think we'll see each other that often, so
the thing of it is that's going to freak people out on the luggage carousel. I love it.
Actually, you know what? You would think that, but there's more people that use these things than you imagine. I actually had mine going off one day, and I was like, oh, there's my bag. No, that's somebody else's tile going off.
Mine went off on the plane, and the guy 2 hours up went, oh, hey, is that your tile ringing? And I'm like, yep. He goes, oh, yeah, I have them too. I'm like, oh, awesome.
You know what would be interesting? I don't know how this would work, but it would be interesting if you could somehow design your own custom sound for your tile.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting
to see
if that could be done.
Did you notice, Scott, that when you were in the options and you were before you went over to adjust the ringtone and it said luggage edit, you could actually type your own custom name in there?
Mm-hmm. I saw that. That's impressive.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
I'm probably going to do that just, you know, that we know, you know. Yeah, I'm probably going to do that. I think that'd be a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure there isn't anything
details, back button.
Else.
Back button, details, heading.
I think that
tile
covers
net, lintel,
it. I mean,
change
I
photo,
don't
button.
Know that there's much more to the app at this point.
I think that's pretty much
rows 1 to 10.
The change photo thing lets you actually put a picture of your luggage, I think, for the tile.
Oh, like, so you can see the picture as you track where it is?
Right.
Oh, gotcha. That's good to know, Michael.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, Michael. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's actually not a bad feature. Not bad at all. So I think that's pretty much going to do it for the app and the tile unboxing.
So we should talk about prices, right? And how, you know, where you can get them, right?
Yeah. I was able to find mine on Amazon, a pack of four. At the time that I purchased them, as I said earlier in the show,
right?
They were... What's that?
$99, right?
$99.97 plus tax. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Jeff, you got a pretty good deal on yours.
Yeah, but that deal's gone now. But I picked mine up locally, and I only got two, but they were $20 each. So I could have gotten five for that price, but I didn't. And they had five on the rack, but I didn't do that. I just wanted to get the two. And then I'm actually going to probably buy another four pack is what I'm going to do.
Find your phone. Transfer
mine were
button.
A gift. Well, I mean, they were a gift, but my girlfriend found somebody who was selling them because they had never used them, and they're not, as I said before, they're not the brand new tiles. I think they're the previous, because I think they have a new generation of mates out now, I think. I believe what I have are the generation right before the newest one.
Now, the thing to remember with these, you cannot just unpair them. If you want to give them away, you actually have to transfer them to somebody else's account.
Yes,
there is a transfer button in the app that I accidentally put VoiceOver Focus to that will do that. And yeah, no, it's going to be a great investment. I'm really looking forward to it.
Just a question. Is there a way to move? Like, say if you decide, okay, this is my luggage tile, but today I need to put this one on my keys. Is there a way to do that? Like, where you can change it?
Yeah, that's what that text field is for in the options.
Okay, gotcha.
You can change the name of the tile.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. You can change the name. You could change the category that it's under. That's easy.
I'm excited. Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun with these.
You just want to hear that there ringtone again.
It's Christmas time for Chelsea.
Pretty much. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, Christmas ain't really ain't the tiles. It's the person bringing the tiles. It's more important than the tiles.
You could attach a tile to Scott, and then you could, find him wherever he is.
We have phone apps for that.
Yep.
Yeah. Beep my friends instead of find my friends.
Something like that. So let me go around and we'll just get everyone's contact information, and then Michael, I will let you close it out with the accessibility information. So Jeff, where can people find you?
You bet. People can find me on Twitter at Jeff Bishop, JeffBishop, or you can email me at jeff@jeffbishop.com. And we'll love to answer any questions you got.
Great. And Jason, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can follow me on Twitter at JDE, that's Juliet Delta Echo, and I may or may not have said Juliet, I don't know, 91. You can also search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls. That Juliet thing's never going to go away, is it?
Yep, that happened in a previous podcast, and it just kind of sticks.
Really? Yes. I was wondering where that came from.
I was too.
Yes.
All right, and Chelsea, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. They can find me on Twitter by searching for PageBreak 2018. And they can find me on Facebook by searching for Chelsea Page. Or they can email me at Chelsea, that's Chelsea, at iAccessibility.net.
All right, and before I turn it over to Michael for his contact information and others, people can find me producing content for iAccessibility, you can send me an email to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at iAccessibility.net. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Scott Van Gorp, or you can search for me on Facebook. Just search for Scott Heidi Van Gorp. Michael, where can people find you online, and how else can people reach iAccessibility?
All right, so you could find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Mike Doise, that's M-I-K-E-D-O-I-S-E, at iAccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doise on Twitter. And just search for me on Facebook as Michael Doise. And you could also go to my website at michaeldoise.com. For iAccessibility, you can find us at iAccessibility.net. We are iAccessibility1 on Twitter. We have our iAccessibility iOS app and our IACast Android app. And we are all over the place online. We have our new website, beyondthegallery.app. And we have that for shortcuts. We have all of our great content in your favorite podcatcher. And we have our Patreon page at patreon.com/IACast, where you can get all of our outtakes by becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. So that's where you could find us online. If you want to send us feedback, you can at feedback@iAccessibility.net.
You know what else they can do, Michael? On Patreon? Or not Patreon, but PayPal? They can pay for our tile subscriptions. No, I'm kidding, guys. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for this unboxing cast of the Tile Pro. I would like to thank everyone for joining me. And it's been a lot of fun. Great to actually get the tile in my hand, set it up, and walk through the app. Hopefully, those of you who are interested in these devices will learn a lot from this unboxed cast.
And I just want to put out there Scott, well done. You did an excellent job on this unboxed cast, so awesome work, and it was a great show, everybody.
Welcome back to the team, Scott. As far as your voice on the voice on the yes.
We haven't had you on the show in a while. Much. Yeah.
I know, neither one of us have. I was just sitting here thinking that. It's been a while.
Both of you. It's been a long, long time.
This is the first show with your new headset, isn't it, Chelsea? I think.
It is. It sure is.
She sounds wunderbar.
Thanks.
Now, it's great to be back, and look forward to producing more content. So,
yay!
Thank you. Yes, thank you, everyone, and we will catch you all on the next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Keep tiling, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Yep.
Keep tiling. Bye, love it, Jeff.
Keep bye, everyone.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.